your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch a green
basketball. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours a day. Right here, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountain Studio A. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you'd like to share the broadcast with friends and family, just go to usaprepares.com and click on Listen to Vincent, GCN, and you'll be able to download the podcast for free. We have streaming 24/7, absolutely free. Converging threats? Confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the worldwide broadcast. Wow, we had a meetup last night. Absolutely packed house. It's really neat. I was away from the meetup for 2 weeks, and Judy and John Dollarhite and Ken and Jason took control, and they were at the con, and they ran the meetup for a couple weeks, and they did a great job, and I want to thank them for it. So last night we talked about saving money on all kinds of levels. And here's what we did. We just went around the restaurant, and we passed the microphone around, and we talked about how to save money and what worked and what didn't work. Unbelievable. Meetup started at 5:30. I didn't get home till midnight. And there were a lot of great, great tips. And I'm going to start sharing them with you. I'm recording them, one-minute tips of the day. And they get broadcast on one of our affiliates, Big Country 99, every day. And so I'm going to post them on the website so you'll be able to listen to those tips. Currently, we're going to be talking about survival. In the classroom is our senior USAPrepares.com technical instructor, Daryl Holland. He's a master riflesmith. If you read hunting and gun-related articles and magazines, you've heard of Daryl Holland. He's the president of Holland's Shooter Supply in Powers, Oregon. And we'll give you the contact information a little later. Daryl worked as Jeff Cooper's gunsight gunsmith. Okay, he designed and developed some of the first heavy barrels for the AR-15 and the Ruger 10-22s in 1977. So he's a designer, he's a developer, he's an innovator. Welcome, Daryl.
How are you today?
Daryl, I'm great. You know, you and I first met. We have several friends in common. Gene Kelly has an event, an annual event called Gun Stock. And he had it in Nevada, and the freeze dry guy said, "Hey, Vinny, you need to go to this event." So I flew out with Dr. Howard Shane. He's our dentist at USAPrepares.com. He teaches emergency dentistry. So he and I flew out, and that's where we met you. And I attended your seminars, and it was absolutely fabulous. So I just want to tell you, I really enjoy your friendship, and thanks for being on the air with us to share with us your knowledge. So why don't we talk about something new that you've developed, your fire starter. Why is a fire starter so important, Daryl?
It's a very unique fire starter to the industry, one that is a self-contained unit. Mm-hmm. For most folks, they're familiar with a flint and steel or the little magnesium bars there, but mm-hmm. in reality, those are not a self-contained unit. When the chips are down and you've got to get out and build a fire with one of those, you've got to grovel around, you've got to find some dry tinder, you've got to do something in order to get that initial fire going. Well, seeing that type of a need and the minimal amount of spark that was generated by other fire starters on the market, the boy and I sat down and decided to develop our own fire starter that contained all of the important features of over 30 years in the woods, dealing with Boy Scouts, camping trips, Klondike derbies, to actually build a better fire starter. And we've certainly done that. The product is called a Lightning Strike Fire Starter. It contains a ferrocerium rod that is encapsulated in a special tube. And is what this does is it concentrates the spark directly to whatever tinder we're doing. It has a large storage handle that we have our proprietary tinder that we manufacture. It has a large striker, so you can even build a fire with one hand. A lot of times if you're in an airplane crash, a bush pilot, you take a bad fall in the woods somewhere, you may indeed injure yourself. And having the ability to get a fire going in just a matter of seconds with one hand could mean the difference between being a statistic or coming home and continuing on in the gene pool.
Yeah.
So we really think we've come up with a great product. You can watch some great YouTube clips and stuff on it. You can check it out on our website. It's about the size of a mini mag flashlight. You've got enough tinder stored in the handle to build 12 to 15 fires, and Helen Keller can build a fire with a single strike for this particular unit.
It's a, you know, the video that you have on your website. You've got a caveman there trying to start a fire, and then you show up on the scene and you help him. And it's really kind of it's a really neat little short video on how the fire starter works. And I think, class, I think you'll be impressed. So, Daryl, good luck with it.
You bet. Well, the thing that's happened is, you know, for, like I say, decades in the woods and being around other people, when you watch someone try and get a fire going with one of these charm bracelet type fire starters or even the little magnesium brick, you sit there and you wait and you watch and you wait and you watch. And pretty soon the gallon of gas and the road flare comes out because they get frustrated with their inability to build a fire. And in order to get a fire going with those types of fire starters, you've got to be extremely skilled. And not many folks are in that regard. They go, oh, yeah, how hard can it be? And when Mother Nature decides to conspire against you, well, now your mettle is being tested. And if you haven't been out there practicing and stuff, you're going to have some pretty tough times. You can do without water. You can do without food for days or weeks. But hypothermia will kill you in a matter of hours under the right conditions.
Terrell, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because if I wanted to build a fire today, it's not a big problem because the weather's kind of nice. You know, 72 degrees out here in Missouri. Mm-hmm. It's not raining. But if I wanted to build a fire under tougher conditions, rain, dampness, snow, freezing weather, high winds, it'd be a lot tougher. So I think it's great that you took those years of experience with camping, hiking, scouting, put all that together, and built the fire starter that will work under all those circumstances.
Absolutely. And, you know, stroke for stroke, spark for spark, we produce probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5 to 3 times the amount of spark of the best fire starter on the market. And condense it directly to the tinder. And, you know, by watching the video, you'll see that in action. We've got kids from 5, 6, 7 years old building a fire instantly with our unit. Give them a magnesium bar and see what happens. It just isn't going to work. So, you know, whether it's in your bug out bag, keep it in the glove box of your car, throw it in your day pack, having the ability to build a fire is survival skill number one, in my opinion.
Okay, and Daryl, as you look at the different technologies for building a fire, I assume that what you're saying is that you took your innovative skills, your machinist type skills, because you are a machinist. You actually manufacture. I assume that you made this in the United States.
Yes, we did. Everything in the machine 7075 T6 aluminum body is machined here in the States. Our ferrocerium rod, unfortunately, comes out of Europe. It's not Chinese, but it is the best ferrocerium rod that money can buy. Ferrocerium rods, unfortunately, are not made here in the States. So we had to go abroad for that. Outside of that, everything else is machined by Americans for Americans here in the good old U.S. of A. And it is a lifetime fire starter. You'll never wear it out. The ferrocerium rods are replaceable. It's just the last fire starter you'll need to buy.
Awesome. And there's a link to Daryl on the website, usapreparedness.com. Daryl Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D-S. I'm sorry, H-O-L-L-A-N-D. It's from Holland Shooters Supply. That's his company. Daryl, how do we get to your website?
Website is www.hollandguns.com. And right on the main page, you can click on our shooter section to find the fire starter and watch the little DVD we've got going there. It's also available on YouTube. We've got multiple people that have contributed their own little YouTube clips. So a lot of great information there about the fire starter. And for listeners today, if you buy two fire starters, we'll throw in an extra tinder refill kit, which is a $10 value.
There you go. So that's Holland Guns, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, guns.com. Go to the shooters section, and you'll find the fire starters. Daryl, you're a big proponent of hand-loading your own ammunition. You know, you're a long-distance shooter, a long-range shooter. You teach it. You compete in it. Let's talk about the importance of hand-loading ammunition.
The thing that we've really found over the years is that if you expect to get top-notch performance out of any gun, your ability to handcraft or tailor ammunition for that rifle is really paramount. Now, over the years, we've seen a significant improvement in the factory's ammunition that is available to the shooter in specific calibers. Bullet technology has definitely improved in the last 5 to 10 years, different powders, loading techniques, et cetera, to where in some of the .308 calibers, Federal Match, Black Hills Match, you can get a pretty decent round that will shoot well in about 90% of the guns out there. However, for different applications, specialty bullets, whether we're using Burger bullets, Noslers, or a Sierra bullet with a high ballistic coefficient, you really need to develop your own load that is tailored to that harmonic node of that individual rifle.
Daryl, let's talk about what a harmonic node of a rifle is.
When the gun goes off, the firing pin ignites the primer, which ignites the powder column, causing the bullet to be propelled down the barrel. There's a vibratory node that travels at approximately 19,000 feet a second up and down the barrel. Well, imagine now the barrel being like an antenna, and as the vibratory node gets out towards the end of the muzzle, this causes a more rapid oscillation of the barrel.
There you go. Daryl Holland's with us, hollandguns.com, hollandguns.com. He's our expert, serious instructor, senior USAPreparedness.com instructor. Daryl Holland and I will be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Daryl Holland's with us, and we're talking about rifle barrels. And one of the things that Daryl mentioned was that there's a harmonic node in the barrel when the cartridge is discharged. And there's a vibratory node, and he talked about how many feet per second the projectile, or how many feet per second this vibratory node is. So, Daryl, let's talk a little bit more about that, and let's talk about the importance of having tuning your cartridge to that barrel.
Absolutely. As we mentioned before the break now, this oscillation mode, when the harmonic node gets to the end of the barrel, this oscillation is at its greatest circumference, if you will. The barrel is moving at its maximum arc at that point. And when the bullet exits the barrel, this is the reason your gun patterns rather than groups. Now, the oscillation node will race to the end of the barrel, come back to the receiver, back to the muzzle, back to the receiver, approximately six and a half times before a bullet exits the muzzle, going at roughly 3,000 feet a second. So we're timing the exit of the bullet to where the harmonic node now is back at the receiver or the recoil lug, leaving the muzzle of the barrel in the most stable position or most consistent position for the exit of the bullet. And this is done through a course adjustment in the powder that we use. We want to get that bullet up and running, get the harmonic node maybe in the halfway point or two-thirds of the way back in the powder charge, and then we fine-tune the load by adjusting the seating depth literally in thousandths of an inch, changing the exit rate relative to the harmonic node that is racing up and down the barrel. And this is how we fine-tune a load to shoot to its best potential in that given gun. So a little bit of a science.
So, Daryl, that explains why. Yeah, and that explains why you'll read in articles that you'll have to find the the best ammunition for your particular rifle, because we're talking about powder types, bullet weights, and the seating depth.
Absolutely. All of these things
to mention just a few.
Play. And I think the classic stage is, for those of our listeners that may shoot a rimfire, when we look at rimfire ammunition as a whole, there's a lot of varieties there, bullet shapes, bullet designs, bullet weights, and velocities. And if you're going to try and find the best 22 rimfire ammunition for your gun, it's best to buy a box of maybe 10 or 15 different brands and go out and specifically shoot that ammunition, and you will see a variety of group sizes with the different types of ammo based upon its bullet weight and velocity, burn rate of the powder, and obviously choose the one that shoots best in your gun, because we can't go hand load or fine tune the rimfire ammunition. But with centerfire ammunition, we can, and by adjusting our powder rate, bullet weight, muzzle velocity, seating depth, as you suggest, that's how we fine tune the load. There's a lot of good
components. Darryl, when I select, we have a long delay, Darryl. It's almost a second. I'm not sure. It's 859 milliseconds between me and in Missouri and Minnesota, and then we add in the delay to go out to the West Coast view. So it's probably about 2 seconds. So we need to keep that in mind. So Darryl, here's what I've done with 22 rimfire. I would buy several different types, as you mentioned. I didn't get more than maybe 10 different types of ammo. Find the box that works the best, and then I would go buy a case of that exact lot number of that brand and model. Is that what you recommend?
Absolutely. In the rimfire game, that's the best approach. Now, I've shot a lot of rimfire in my life. I've killed a lot of animals with a rimfire, and I'll share a little bit of wisdom there with our listeners today. In terms of an effective killing round, the Winchester PowerPoint Hollow Point 40-grain copper-plated bullet, in my testing and evaluating, has been probably some of the best overall hunting ammunition for the rimfire. I've killed raccoons, I've killed rabbits, I've killed coyotes, I've killed dogs, feral cats. It's been a very, very effective round in that regard. It also shoots reasonably well in a majority of rimfires.
There you go, the Winchester PowerPoint. Darryl Hollins with us. Darryl, when we come back, let's talk about reloading equipment. What do we need, and what's it going to cost, and how do we get started in reloading for the first time? Darryl Holland, HollandGuns.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Daryl Holland's with us, and we're talking about reloading. Daryl, if one of our class wants to get involved with reloading cartridges, what's involved? Let's talk about the equipment, and let's talk about some brands that you like, and maybe some of the costs during the next 25 minutes.
You bet. We do a lot of loading classes here at our school in Oregon. They're intense 2-day courses using all of our own equipment. And over the years, we found really what works best and what to avoid. So this is a great topic for all of our listeners there. We found that the Forrester coax press is probably the best reloading press out there in that it allows your reloading die to float. This significantly improves the concentricity of the sizing operation as well as the bullet seating in our ammunition. It's important to note as well that we need to use good components. Yes, I realize that, you know, there's severe shortages out there of bullets, powder, brass, primers, etc., but don't go out to the range and expect to get pickups. Some Winchester, some Federal, Remington, a couple of Lapua cases thrown in, and expect to load all of that brass to match grade standards. Number one, you're probably going to experience some pressure curves there that may indeed be dangerous to you and or the firearm if you're loading near red line. So beware of that. But with a Forrester press, you're covered when it comes to loading dies. Loading dies by RCBS or Redding are preferred. I prefer the Redding dies because they allow you to change the bushings, which changes the neck tension, another tuning point in the ammunition, and we can fine-tune the amount of bullet grip or tension holding the bullet in the cartridge case for our rifles. Now, in semi-automatic guns, you need a little more neck tension there to hold the bullet to keep them from surging in the magazine box and setting the bullet deeper in the case. In a bolt-action rifle, neck tension is usually around 2 to 3 thousandths, depending upon the caliber that we are shooting. When it comes to powder scales, provided you have electricity, the RCBS Chargemaster Combo is a fantastic unit. It's very fast. It allows you to weigh powder charges within a tenth of a grain. But again, every survival-minded individual should have a balance beam scale in their loading cabinet. So if the power's out, if you're loading by candlelight somewhere, that you can get the job done with the old-fashioned balance beam scale. So those are kind of the basics there that are really required. A case mouth chamfer tool is real important for getting a good case mouth chamfer both inside and out. And a trimmer. So once the brass has been shot repeatedly, we can go in and trim the cartridge case back to a specified dimension. The proper adjustment of our die is the next most critical thing, and a lot of people really have a misunderstanding as to what's going on there. We're in the process of developing some gauges that will work in conjunction with your loading die, minimizing oversizing, if you will, of the cartridge case, creating headspace, which ultimately results in case head separation.
Daryl, I'm looking at this press that you're talking about, the Forrester press. It's quite an impressive press. It's about, by the time you're done with it, it's almost $500. But it looks a lot more substantial than the typical presses that you see. My press, I have an orange crusher. I use a single stage. So do you recommend single stage?
Single stage presses will get you by. The problem is keeping the die in alignment with the RAM. That's the key. And when it's not in alignment and we go to size the case, we are pushing the neck out of concentricity with the case body. And this, in some cases, can significantly reduce the accuracy potential of the ammunition we're trying to produce.
So does that mean that you like a progressive type or a multiple stage press rather than a single stage?
Redding, in terms of progressive type presses, Redding makes a real nice one. Obviously, we have the presses by Dillon, which are a progressive press. Every time you pull the handle, once you get it oriented, you're creating a loaded round. And that produces pretty decent ammunition, but it doesn't produce what we call match grade or bench rest grade ammunition.
Okay. So if we want bench grade, match grade, what do we have to buy?
You really need a Forrester press, the RCBS Chargemaster Combo, a good set of Redding dies with the adjustable bushing, a case trimmer. Redding makes a good case trimmer. The folks at Forrester make a good case trimmer as well. And that'll pretty well set you up. With a little bit of skill and expertise, you're quite capable of producing ammunition that will shoot sub-half minute in a decent gun. In a good custom gun, you'll be able to shoot stuff in the twos and threes or quarter to third minute accuracy.
Okay, so Daryl, if we're going to be reloading, we're going to need several items. We're going to need primers, we're going to need brass, we're going to need projectiles, the bullets, and we're going to need powder, and we're going to need some tools. We're going to need the scale, the press, some of the other tools that go with it. What's it going to cost for the tools if we want to be middle of the road and get it right the first time, or maybe three quarters of the way up the scale in terms of quality? How much is it going to cost us?
If a guy does a little bit of shopping around and, you know, watching at gun shows, watching at yard sales, on the internet, eBay, different areas like that, you can get yourself set up to load quality ammunition for somewhere in the neighborhood of $500 to $1,000, depending upon the type of units you get and how much, obviously, you're paying. If you shop around, I've had a lot of students buy the Forrester Press for $250. You can buy a good balance beam scale for $25 to $40. A good set of dies is going to run you $50 to $100, depending upon the type of cedar that you get. A few little hand tools, case mouth chamfer tools, $25, $30 there. So like I say, $500 to $1,000 if you're a little bit scotch and get out there and beat the bushes will allow you to get a good setup to load ammunition.
Okay, and Daryl, when you talk about dies, what kind of material do you like the dies to be made of?
Well, the dies are made out of a heat-treated alloy that's very hard once it's machined. I like a full-length seating or sizing die rather than a neck die, especially when it comes to loading defensive ammunition. We want the round to chamber each and every time. And on that note, if you are going to load your own defensive ammunition, make sure that you cycle each and every hand-loaded round through the gun, making sure that it chambers easily and smoothly in the gun. You don't want to be in the middle of a gunfight or having a bear trying to eat you and you've got a round stuck in the chamber because you thought you could shrink the group size by a 32nd of an inch merely by neck sizing your brass.
Okay. And so, Daryl, when we're reloading, what are the cautions that you'd like to share with us to make sure that we don't do certain things that could be injurious to us?
Most importantly, we see errors in inattentiveness by the hand loader. He's got the TV on. He's got the radio on. The wife's chewing him out for not getting his chores done. He's got a lot of distractions there. When you get ready to reload, close the door, turn the TV off. Keep one powder on the loading bench at a time. Make sure that you have a fire extinguisher handy. Never prime cases next to your powder. Keep your powder covered up. When you're through loading with that specific powder, before you go off to have lunch, before you go down to the tavern, whatever the case may be, make sure that you put the powder away in its specified container. Do not leave it in the powder measure and come back in an hour, 2 days, or 2 weeks later and go, I wonder what powder that is in the powder measurer. Gosh, it looks kind of like 4350, or, maybe it was pistol powder that I loaded last with. If in doubt, throw it out. If in doubt, you know, burn it. You can throw it in the garden. It will break down there and act as a soil nutrient for you. But do not second guess the type of powder because you left it in the powder measure. It's a good way to get a free trip to the emergency room. Make sure that you use starting load data. Having a good reloading manual at your disposal is very important. I like the loading manuals by Sierra and Nosler. A lot of great information there. Rather than watching Seinfeld reruns, grab the reloading manual, get comfortable, read it. A lot of great information, especially for new reloaders, in the reloading manual. Outside of that, you're in pretty good shape. Always wear safety glasses when you're hand loading, especially in the priming application. In case you have a primer go off, you're not doing the Helen Keller back to the phone to dial 911.
Daryl, this reminds me of you on stage doing the seminar. It's you're always a hoot to listen to. Hey, Daryl, you know, when you're talking about reloading, there are several components that you cannot reuse, but there's one that you can. For example, you can't reuse the bullet. I mean, once you fire that cartridge, that bullet's gone, you can't reload it. You can't reload with it. You can't reuse the powder because that's just been spent. The primer is just been used, so you can't reuse that. But you can reuse the brass. So here's the question. Daryl, if you have good quality brass, and let's say we're talking about someone who has just shot a complete box of factory-produced cartridges. And let's say it's a name-brand cartridge, and they want to reuse that brass. How many times can they reuse that brass by reloading it?
There's a couple of variables involved, and we'll go over those briefly. Number one, if your rifle was chambered with minimum headspace and you're not pushing the pressure envelope with that brass, you should be able to get 6 to 8 loadings per cartridge case. You may have to trim them depending upon how you're setting your dies up and how much you're pushing the shoulder back. But with proper die adjustment, minimal head spacing of the cartridge, 6 to 8 rounds per cartridge case before the primer pocket starts to get loose is not uncommon. And this is a method that I use to determine whether the load is really safe.
Okay, and when we come back, Daryl, would you tell us what we look for in those cases to determine whether we should reload it one more time or not? And the next question is nickel-plated versus just plain brass. Is there a difference in the number of times we can reload?
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy to prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Daryl Holland is with us. Daryl Holland, and I want to give you his phone number if you'd like to call his office. 541-439-5155. That's 541-439-5155. And you call them off after the broadcast, 541-439-5155. And if you go to USAPreparedness.com, page one, there's a section that, the second column at the bottom where the instructors are. It says Daryl Holland, Holland's Shooter Supply. And you click on that, it'll take you right to his website. Daryl, brass, standard brass cases versus nickel plated brass cases. Is there a difference in the number of times that they can be reloaded?
Absolutely. And let's just kind of classify brass, if we can, while we're on the topic. In terms of brass, the gold standard is really being set by Lapua, L-A-P-U-A. It's the best brass out there. It's used by more competitive shooters, I think, than any other brass case out there. Next in line would probably be brass made by Norma. Very high quality brass. Winchester brass, Remington Federal, Hornaday would probably come into line from there. The brass case itself is very important in terms of strength, integrity, repeatability, consistency in the loaded ammunition, and this is where Lapua really comes into play. While nickel cases really look cool, especially loaded with some of today's high ballistic coefficient hollow point bullets or polymer tipped bullets, they're not my choice because you can't really anneal them as well. The nickel plating on them creates a very hard surface in the brass, and they will have a greater tendency to split in the neck shoulder junction areas after repeated loading. Whereas conventional brass cartridge cases, if you keep them annealed, you can lengthen their life considerably and keep the neck more ductile, which greatly improves the loaded round concentricity. For my match brass and my specialty calibers and stuff, I will anneal the brass every other loading. There are great annealing machines out there that are mechanized to do the job quickly and easily. If you can't afford one of those, you can take a candle and simply rotate it in like an electric screwdriver or a drill for about 15 seconds over a candle in the neck shoulder area, and this will anneal the brass. You need to bring the brass case up to about 675 to 700 degrees in order to properly anneal it, keeping it soft and ductile.
Daryl, is that why when you look at a brass case, you will see a change in color in the neck and shoulder area of unfired brass?
That is correct. When we look at the high-quality brass that's produced by Lapua, Norma, even some of the new Hornaday brass now in the Creedmoor, you can see where they've gone into a neolum. Yes, you'll see a discoloration in the neck shoulder area of the brass.
So, Daryl, for $500 to $1,000, we can buy the equipment necessary to start reloading. We can buy top-quality equipment. We're not talking about junk. We're talking about something that will last a lifetime. Now, Daryl, how do you overcome this this stigma? The question is, you know, I went to the Chinese factory outlet. I bought, this was many years ago when I was teaching scouts firearm safety. I bought several boxes of 550 rounds of Federal Hollow Point 22 long rifle, and I could just, on the way back from the store, I thought, you know what? I can just see the paper. You know, a teacher, thousands of rounds of ammunition, you know, gunpowder, explosives. You know, I can just see me in the news for having that. How do you describe how not to have that be a negative? You know, having the explosive gunpowder on your property as a normal thing. How do you address that?
Well, obviously, any type of components, we need to keep them stored in a safe, cool, dry place. Lock cabinets are great, especially if you have kids running around and you don't have the time to properly educate them. I've been hand loading since I was 12 years old on a orange crate that was filled with lead shot bags in the front room of the house. So, again, our culture has obviously changed. Everybody's on this politically correct mantra regarding anything that may be dangerous. You know, hide all the sharp objects in your house. But with a little bit of common sense, if you keep the gunpowder safe, keep it dry, keep it cool, take your primers, long storage on primers. I like to vacuum seal them, put them in an ammo can. They'll last for years and years and provide great ignition.
We're out of time. Daryl, we are out of time. Daryl Holland on the website, usapreparedness.com. Please stay tuned for hour number two. Daryl, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.